This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Kenton Cowgill, Appellant, decided February 21st, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, no. SD 8166 versus. Filed February 21st, 2025, Kenton Cowgill, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. Honorable Dean G. Dankelson, judge affirmed a jury found Kenton Cowgill, defendant, guilty of the Class A felony of second-degree murder. Count 1, see Section 565.021, the Class B felony of driving while intoxicated. Count 2, see Section 577.010, the Class E felony of resisting a lawful stop. Count 3, see Section 575.150, and the Class C felony of second-degree trafficking. Count 4, see Section 579.068. 1. Thereafter, the Circuit Court convicted and sentenced defendant to life in prison for Count 1, 15 years for Count 2, 7 years for Count 3, and 15 years for Count 4, with Counts 1 and 2 running concurrent to one another, and Counts 3 and 4 running consecutive to one another and to Counts 1 and 2. Defendant appeals, raising 4 points, relied on challenging the denial of a 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as updated through RSMO.cum.sup 2020. 2. Motion to disqualify the circuit court judge, the exclusion of certain evidence at trial, and the sufficiency of the evidence to prove Counts 2 and 4. Finding no merit in defendant's points, we affirm. Background. The charges against defendant arose from the following events on the morning of July 3, 2021. Police received a call that an individual, later identified as defendant, was slumped over in a motor vehicle, which was parked but had its lights on. Officer Mackenzie Roach, Officer Roach, and Officer Brian Wenberg, Officer Wenberg, responded to the call. Officer Roach parked his patrol vehicle behind defendant's vehicle with his emergency lights illuminated and woke up defendant by knocking on the vehicle's window. Officer Wenberg, suspecting Officer Roach might need assistance, parked his patrol vehicle further ahead. Officer Roach believed that defendant was intoxicated and asked for identification, which defendant provided. Officer Roach walked back to his patrol vehicle to check defendant's driving status and discovered that it was revoked. As Officer Roach then started to walk back to defendant's vehicle, defendant fled in his vehicle at a high rate of speed. Both Officer Roach and Officer Wenberg immediately pursued defendant. The chase ended when defendant entered an intersection and crashed into a vehicle operated by Robert McDermott, victim, who tragically lost his life as a result. By the time the officers arrived on the scene, defendant had exited his vehicle and was on the ground near the vehicle's rear passenger wheel. Defendant was arrested and later, when his vehicle was being towed, police discovered a bag containing 86 grams of methamphetamine. Defendant also tested positive for methamphetamine. To the extent additional factual or procedural background is necessary to resolve any 3 point on appeal, it is included in our discussion of defendant's points, infra. Discussion points 1 and 2. In points 1 and 2, defendant claims the circuit court abused its discretion in, specifically, failing to disqualify the presiding judge and not assigning a new judge, and excluding evidence that indicated victim ran a red light before the accident. We address these points together because they fail for the same reason, excluding certain exceptions not applicable to the claims of error at issue in these 2 points. For an allegation of error to be considered preserved and to receive more than plain error review, it must be objected to during the trial and presented to the trial court in a motion for new trial. State v. Walter, 479 SW3D 118 123, Mobank 2016. A motion for a new trial shall be filed within 15 days after the return of the verdict and may be extended for one additional period not to exceed 10 days. Rule 29, 11 IB. 2. In this case, the jury returned its guilty verdicts against defendant on June 7, 2023, and the circuit court granted defendant 25 days to file any post-trial motions. Thereafter, on July 12, 2023, defendant filed a motion for a new trial. As the state correctly notes in its brief, defendant's filing occurred 35 days after the jury's verdicts, thus exceeding the maximum time limitation of 25 days under Rule 29.11b. The time limitations in Rule 29.11 are mandatory, and an untimely motion preserves nothing for review. State v. Brock, 113 SW 3rd, 227-234, Moapin, 2003. Accordingly, by failing to file a timely motion for a new trial, defendant failed to preserve for appellate review the claims he attempts to assert in points 1 and 2. 2. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2023. 4. We have